Welcome, everybody, to episode 523 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Breakman the Bold and Eric the Great. Gentlemen, how are you? Nothing.
Kind of tired, actually.
Yeah. I'm a little tired myself, man. I had to move some shit.
I don't know if it's like a combination of allergies and me waking up really early, but...
Yeah. It's probably the methamphetamine that you're taking, Eric. That's probably what's making you so tired.
Did somebody slip that in my dinner?
Yeah, I was thinking that, or you know, the crack that you smoked earlier that you were bragging about on Twitter. One or the other. I don't know.
No, well, I got a fistful of crack from yesterday that just happened with people complaining about Y2K.
Really complaining about Y2K. Yeah, that happened, what, 18 years ago, 19 years ago now? So,
the video game.
Oh, the video game. I got you. Okay. Breakman, how are you doing, man? I didn't get a chance to really talk to you before.
Fine.
Yeah.
Good? Fine.
You sound a lot better than you did last week, man. You were a little scratchy last week still, you know.
Yeah.
Getting over that BS.
But... Yeah, I'm still coughing a little bit, but that's okay. It'll go away.
Yeah, coughing is, easy to deal with after the fact. You know, it's not cool while you're, like, really sick, but...
Yeah.
But, cool. All right, guys. Well, we don't have a lot of news, but let's get to it. Actually,
thank God.
Let me do this.
RPG News.
Do you remember that soundbite, Breakman, where that came from? I think you and I are the only ones that know where that particular soundbite.
That E.T.?
No, that was, remember MTV News? They used to have their news.
Oh, MTV News. Yeah. Okay. I was thinking it was like E.T. Entertainment Tonight. Or...
No, close. Okay. No cigar, but yeah, exactly. All right, Eric.
All right. From RPG site, we got a big announcement, but it's a little bit of sad news as well. But, NIS America has decided to do localization for Trails of Cold Steel 3. Obviously, the sad part is Xseed has lost a pillar. And, well, they've probably lost it since Falcom decided to go with NISA when they did East 8 and let Axis do Tokyo Xanadu EX. But, and it was probably a money-based decision like most things.
Yeah,
they probably threw lots of cash at them that Xseed couldn't compete with.
Yeah, most likely, but
and maybe for their ability to potentially port it to other platforms in the future.
Yeah, possibly.
I wonder how long it would take for Falcom to get big enough to self-publish, though.
Eric, I'm going to ask you this question. Do you think this is probably one of the most underrated RPG series of all time? Because I kind of think so. I think it's highly underrated. I don't know. I could be way off, and maybe somebody in the audience can tell us.
I do have confidence that the localization will be good because I'm pretty sure after the colossal fuck-up that was in the initial launch of East 8 and the subsequent platforms that it got ported to that had issues of their own, they need to get it right. So they hired at least three of the localization team that worked on Cold Steel 2 and 1.
Yeah. Breakman, I'm also wondering where everybody in chat is, man. There's hardly anybody in chat. I think I saw Seahorse in there, Skinny Seahorse and Commander Root, and Feel the Burnie, of course, is in chat.
Feel the Burnie.
Yeah, Feel the Burnie. But,
I don't know. Everybody is so freaking angry and dumb this week because, somebody posted a news article about how this game's script is much longer than the other two's.
Who cares?
And it's like, people have been tweeting about how, like, the three people, that the most important people that worked on Cold Steel 1 and 2 are working on this, like, completely glossed over that. Or they still haven't forgiven Nisa for East 8, even though Nisa has done other games than East 8.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, gamers gonna bitch. You know, I mean, that's the way gamers are. There ain't shit that we won't complain about.
People bitch about anything when it comes to gamers.
Yep, absolutely.
For instance,
gamers are fucking terrible, and I hate all of them.
For instance, I saw this on Twitter.
They're all man children.
Yeah.
Somebody's complaining that the next Mortal Kombat is going to be too gory for them. Like, they like the last one, but this next one's going to be too gory. I'm
You've got to be kidding me.
You've only seen the trailer for the next one, but you've already determined it's too gory
for you? If I ever saw somebody do that.
I mean, maybe the last one was too gory, and so this one's going to be even more gory. No.
I mean, that,
but they liked the last one, and now they're saying after looking at a trailer, this one's too gory.
Oh, well,
everybody
dear
has
Lord.
Limits, I guess.
What do they want to play?
But after
Tiddlywinks?
A trailer, how can you judge the goriness of this game?
Yeah, you know what? That's going
to
be
the last one.
That's going to be
Isn't that still like a subjective thing, though?
Yeah, exactly. I was just about ready to say that's gonna really sway the developers, so that when Mortal Kombat 12 comes out, it's going to be called Mortal Kombat 12 Tiddlywinks. That's what it's going to be called.
Of course, the anti-SJW types are complaining about how, like, Melina's been given more clothes, but she looks more like a ninja now. So it's like, what?
I'm sure they're going to have variations. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that reveal.
Yeah, like, there are more than one costume these
characters
can
wear. I just hope they don't go the microtransaction way and make you buy.
Oh, they will, because it's not Warner Brothers.
Oh, dear Lord, I forgot about that. Yeah, it is Warner Brothers. But I rather...
He beat me to it. One of us is going to like, wait, it's Warner Brothers.
Yeah. But, I mean, in fairness, I mean, it does
also
look good.
Warner Brothers, I won't be getting review code because Warner Brothers.
Yeah,
Warner Brothers. It'll be out in April. I'll be waiting until this game is probably $10.
Yep,
it's
me
coming
too.
Coming out on Switch, so this is like the first time in years that there's been a Nintendo Mortal Kombat game.
Yeah, that's right. That is a big plus too. So I'm wondering
big,
the performance.
Big fan of Mortal Kombat, so I.
Oh, and what a benefit to NISA doing Cold Steel 3 is we get Japanese voiceovers as well as the English voiceovers.
Ooh, that's a nice touch.
The game is going to support over 200 voice actors.
Yeah, I'm with you, Breakman. I'm a big Mortal Kombat fan too, but I'm one to wait.
200 voice actors.
I'm pretty sure the reason NISA went with Nisa is because they have deep pockets.
I guess that would be a good reason.
Nisa is kind of a struggling, but it's been like keeping itself alive and has enough money to do things.
Nisa makes quite a bit of money, man. they're not the richest company in the world, but they make really good money. So yeah, your assessment's probably spot on. But no, seriously, Breakman, I like Mortal Kombat 11 too, but or Mortal Kombat in general, and it looks good. I don't know if you saw the reveal, but I'm excited for it. I'm with you though as well. I'll wait till it goes down to $10-15 and then that'll be with all the DLC, because you know they're going to come out with character packs and
exactly.
I
mean,
I did that with the MK with the last one 10.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. I did too. I did that with Well, I shouldn't say I did that with Killer Instinct, because I did a lot of like buying individual characters when they'd sell them for $1. But eventually they put everything on sale for, I think, 10 or 15, and I got it all.
Yeah,
so I'm glad I didn't spend $10 just getting Shadow Jago.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so glad I didn't, because I got everything.
Where the hell is Dungeon Buster or Wayland?
I know. I know. Where's Wayland, especially when you need him?
Where's Freak 5 Chaos?
Yeah. I'm sure they'll be here. Sometimes they come in late, but let's move on to next.
I don't think they're watching Dragon Ball Super Broly, because, like...
You say it, and he show up here.
Yeah, look, there's Freak 5.
Dragon Ball Super Broly was only for, like, Wednesday, and I think the next showing is tomorrow, and then the next one after that is Monday.
Welcome in, Freak 5, Speak of the Devil, and welcome host giveaway. This is the second week we've had a host giveaway in chat, which is probably one of those fakey accounts. And Slowcool is in chat. What's up, Slowcool? So, good job getting exiled this week, Eric, Freak 5 says, I don't know what that's in reference for. Oh, maybe on Twitter.
Yesterday's tweet.
Yeah, you got exiled, son of a bitch. Son of a bitch, Freak 5. You come in, and you're just itching for an exile. Well, you know what? You're not getting exiled today, no matter what you say. How about that? Okay, next
story.
Wow.
He's going to go out of his way now.
Yeah, well, probably.
This is fun.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, next story.
I can't wait to correct him, or correct you when you try to say something like, no, that's not what he says. He's being positive.
No, this is what he says. What are you talking about? I never do that. I'm always 100% accurate when I read
it. Yeah,
that.
Whatever Fox News. Coming to us live from RPG site. Record of Agoras War marriage for PC
marriage.
Launch.
Is
the
first. Yeah, it's marriage. Yeah,
oh,
it's...
there's only one R there. Marriage.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, I just want
to
marry.
It has to be a combination of two different words.
Agoras War, loser has to get married. If Agri International has announced that Record of Agoras War Marriage for PC will launch on February 1st. The niche publisher also released some battle system screenshots for the game to accompany this release date, and you can't see them if you're listening to this.
Yeah,
podcast.
There's a bunch of screenshots, but they look kind of pretty, but they look like not like last gen to me. I don't know.
At least whatever. The game has a bigger budget than the other Agoras War games had.
Yeah, that's
there's
true.
February 1st release is going to feature a deluxe bundle, which will feature character art book, event art book, PC wallpapers, mobile phone wallpapers, and an original soundtrack with 58 tracks to choose from. So that's not bad.
No.
Lastly, Steam users can grab the game at 30% off week-long launch discount. That's nice. Users can also save more on top of the week-long launch discount with the permanent 20% off discount available for the deluxe bundle, which includes the game and deluxe pack. Jeez.
That's really nice. That's
nice deal.
Oh, yeah. There's two articles I wanted to put in the news that I completely forgot about.
Well,
because they
well...
weren't RPG related, and I don't know if I'd
okay.
buy any more news today.
After I get done with this next story, Eric, then you're more than welcome to read them to the audience. But let's move on to the next story from Silicon Era. Fate's Day Night, Heaven's Feel 2. I love that, Heaven's Feel. I wonder what they're feeling. Anyways, gets a new English trailer, opens March 14th in the United States, and they promptly took the trailer down. So, there you go.
I guess they weren't supposed to talk about it until, like, later.
Yeah. It's coming to theaters in the U.S.
Nothing to see here. No, No. You guys imagine that. That never happened.
Exactly.
See, the movie premiered in Japan not, like a week ago. So, like, we finally got a date for the North America. So, yay.
Yeah. Freak 5 is making the case that the Punisher is the entire A-team in one. So, yeah. so it's coming to theaters March 14, 2019. There's a story. It's the third route of the visual novel game, looks like. So, I don't know. I guess the Saber route. So, there you go.
No, the Saber route was the first anime series. And the second anime series was the Rin route. And this is the Sakura route.
Well, it says Saber route, man. It's a saga following Fate, a.k.a. the Saber Route, depicting the wish of Saber, the servant summoned by Shiru and Unlimited Raid Works, also known as Rin Route, which depicts the path taken by the hero Shiro and Mia through the battles fought alongside the Magus Rin Tosaka. UFO Table produced, so there you go. And that's it. There you go. All right, Eric, you had a couple of stories, you said.
Yeah, I'm not just going to mention them because I don't have articles, but you know how I did Odalis and Oniken reviews? Well, I didn't do Oniken, but Oniken was the first game the company did. But Odalis, The Dark Call, and Oniken are both coming to the Switch and the Xbox One.
Okay.
In the PS4.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. What's your other nugget? Is that about it, or?
Yeah, those two games.
Okay.
And I think they're getting physical releases, and like it's like a double pack.
Yeah.
But
Freak 5 is I don't know what I think Freak 5 is talking about the Punisher still.
I think Freak 5 has been doing drugs.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he's talking about combining the Punisher with My Little Pony and all of Marvel with My Little Pony.
Another thing I'd like to point out is that Final World of Final Fantasy Maxima for the Switch is getting a physical release in Southeast Asia, and it's gonna have English options. So if you want a physical copy of that game on that platform, that's something you could do if you go to Play Asia or look on eBay.
There you go. Oh yeah, no, they've done some similar things like that. Like I think they've had the Punisher meet Archie and shit. Like they've done weird shit with those comics before break. So it's not out of the
I know, like it's scary. Like he's going
Oh
really
wait.
heavily into this.
But
Yeah.
we should go back and talk about the special Thor's Academy edition of Cold Steel 3, which includes the game, the Division Files hardcover art book, and Symphony of Class 7, which I guess is a soundtrack sampler, maybe.
Yeah.
But the Einhell Keep Collector's Box and Steelbook, and I guess this is a Steelbook the game comes in, but the 5 postcards and a Mishy plushie.
Yeah, cool. All right. Anything else, Eric, before we move on?
And there is going to be an early day one edition for people who buy it right when it launches. That includes a 5-track soundtrack sampler and an art book.
Yeah, there you go. I know what Freak 5 is talking about. He
I
is.
think you should just not waste your time on the art book and don't worry about it because there is an actual art book you can buy.
All right.
It's quite a bit more expensive than the game itself, but it contains like all the artwork from Cold Steel.
Yeah. Yeah, Hulk's they're talking about the symbols that would be on like if they masked Marvel characters with like the Care Bears. Or My Little Pony, it'd be like the Hulk symbol definitely has to be the radiation symbol, man. Come on, man. That's a gimme. Let's see, the Punisher obviously would be the skull. Daredevil would be like a, I don't know, like a devil,
His
horned
two
devil.
D's.
Or 2 Ds, yeah, there you go. I
Break,
prefer.
you said the Hulk would be too big to be a pony, but Fluttershy hulks out in the superhero episode of My Little Pony, so that
There you
doesn't
go.
really work.
There you go. All right, let's move on, guys, too. If this ever fucking
I don't
ends.
think so. Homie, don't play that.
Homie discounts. Homie discounts this week. There's a flash sale going on the PlayStation. Highlights include, and I would highly recommend getting Divinity for $10, $9.99 on the PS4. That's the highlight there. Xbox, I saw Far Cry Primal for $10. That's an excellent price on that game. Metro last night, Redo, $5. Metro 2033 Redo for $5. And then there
And
was.
let me interrupt you. Both of those games are on the Xbox's free to play weekend. So if you have a gold account, you can play both of those two games for free.
There you go.
And there's another game that's also free. I forget the third one, but
Yeah.
the Metro games are both free.
There you go.
And like as my review said, the first game is the definition of mediocre, at least the original. I don't know how the Xbox One remake is. And the second game was very good.
You're talking about the Metro games?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought them. I picked them up on PlayStation during their huge sale for $5. So I'm looking forward to playing all of them, but not right away. I'll get into that later. Far Cry
I
5.
can't wait till you play the first one because, like at least in the original, like the
Yeah.
guy talk with kind of bad accent, but talk like
I,
this, like
yeah.
completely uninterested in what's going on.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on, the
I guess, oh yeah,
monsters are
there's
attacking.
one more piece of news I had.
All right, Eric, go ahead before we need to move
Do you
on,
remember
dude.
the angry video game nerd games?
I guess, yeah.
Apparently, AVGN 1 and 2 Deluxe is a thing, which I'm guessing is just a Switch port of the game.
Okay.
And like a bundle version of the game that might have some more stuff in it.
All right, cool. Anything else, Eric, before I finish the homie discounts?
No, that's
All right.
it.
All the Far Cry 5 games are on sale with the gold edition at $29.70. I think that's a fantastic price. I mean, normally 90 down to 30. That's a great price. On to the Basic Edition, which is only 1980. Nintendo didn't have much, but I saw... What did
Brakeman,
I see?
Brakeman doesn't know what the angry video game nerd is.
I know who the video game, you know, video nerd, whatever. You know what you said. Nintendo doesn't have much, just a bunch of indies as always. I did see there was like a Halloween-themed pinball game for $1.49. I don't think you can go wrong with that. I mean, you know, whatever. Velocity 2X for $10, half price. So there you go. There's your Nintendo update on their little sale. And that's it on Homie Discounts. Let's move on.
Twitter comments.
Any Twitter comments, Breakman? You probably don't have them up, right?
No, there's none.
Wow.
I looked.
What a shocker.
Oh, yeah, that could be a stinko we could talk about.
Okay, let's wait till we get to stinkos, Eric, and then...
I think that's overblown. Like, everybody, like complaining that, oh, why would he do that? Well, yeah, but the players enjoyed it. The people was four liked it. Yeah.
No.
No, but they deserve better. That's the problem.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about?
Well, hold on. Look back in the history of this, he's the first president to actually offer him food. None of the other presidents have fed the players when they come in.
They
stay at a hotel and no.
I thought it was crass.
I did some research.
I thought it was very crass. You're talking about what they're talking about is Donald Trump.
It reminded me of the Kingsman. Hold on, Eric. Scene with Samuel L. Jackson giving that guy a Big Mac.
Let me set it up. Okay, you guys are talking about Donald Trump giving the Clemson national champion Clemson Tigers the student athletes, all right, that try to watch their diet. You're giving them fast food and bragging about it
that's
on Twitter?
That's what a lot of people said, but the players liked it.
No,
they're happy about it.
No.
They don't normally
just giving him what he likes. He likes eating Big Macs like a motherfucker. So
okay, hold on.
Here's one of my best favorite foods.
Yeah, I disagree with you,
but there are pictures of like the linemen with two Big Macs on their plates and stuff like that.
No,
like,
I
it
understand.
Went over well with these players.
No, I disagree.
I think it was more like the reports were on TMZ, saying the players enjoyed it.
I saw the opposite. Hold on, Eric.
Greg, I think it's more of a case of, it's food. We're going to eat it because we like Big Macs.
Okay, hold on.
And I don't think they complained that they didn't get it better.
No,
and,
I agree.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, the best summation of that whole escapade was one of the, I think it was a lineman actually, Breakman, that walked in and said he thought it was a joke. And it was a joke. It was a huge joke. You're right. Like, he's one of the first to offer up food, but that's not something that I would expect a White House to be given out if you're going to give food. I mean, have a little more class.
And the only reason they did it is because the furlough.
I disagree 100% because if Obama did it, everyone would say it was awesome.
No, I wouldn't have. I'd have been the same way.
I don't think so. I don't think you guys would bring this up.
No, I would. It wouldn't have mattered.
I seriously doubt.
I'd still be angry.
I would have felt the same way.
You don't know who I am.
Shut up, Break. You don't know who I am. That's going to be the name of this episode. Shut up, Break. You don't know who I am. I wouldn't have been partisan on it.
I would have raged like Broly.
Yeah. I kind of disagree, man. I mean, people thought it was a joke.
I haven't seen one negative report from one of the
Well, what are they going to say? What are the athletes going to say? They're not going to say it was a total shit show on camera. I'm sure if they talk to their family and stuff, they probably would have a different.
Why wouldn't they? Like, Clemson, I love Trump's fast food. Can't wait to come back.
Oof. Okay.
Well, Clemson quarterback, Trevor Lawrence.
Well, okay. Partisan politics aside, you have to also... Okay, let's say it wasn't the college national championship and it was the NBA champion Golden State Warriors. You think it would have been a different story then, Breakman? I think it would have been.
If it's an NBA team,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd feed them differently, protein. This is Trump. Like, this is the food he eats.
Right. I think we're...
So, like, this is – I think this is cuisine to him.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're right.
Reminds me of the Talladega Nights dinner scene.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Talladega. Did you guys – speaking of that, did you guys see the hamburger tweet that he did? He gave him hamburgers. Not hamburgers. Hamburgers. And also, did you guys see the...
And Freak says it doesn't mean they actually enjoy... Yeah, no. Actually, from the reports I'm seeing, they're talking to like reporters afterwards. Like, they were... One of the things is they don't normally get to eat this food, and it's the kind of food they like, junk food. Oh,
dear Lord.
You guys forget that these are young, like, these are 20 and 19 and 18-year-old guys.
That's true.
Like, everybody forgets that. Like, that's the kind of shit we all ate.
Yeah, that's why I bring up, like, if they would have been...
They're under strict diets. They're not allowed to eat all that stuff, so when they get the chance to eat junk food...
It's a luxury.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I brought up, like, an NBA team or an NFL team, like actual men.
But there's
like,
lots of much better high quality fat in food.
Oh, yeah. I agree 100%. Like I made the comment, like, he went at the Wendy's, but he didn't come back with fucking Frosty. Like, I'd throw that shit in his face and march out. Like, where's my fucking Frosty, bitch?
Look, Freak Five brings up kind of a good point. He said it's like getting underwear from your grandma for Christmas. You don't bitch about it where it will get back to her.
Yeah, because, like,
you know?
I need underwear, but it's like, I kind of want more.
Exactly. All right, let's move on. We'll have plenty to talk about when it comes to Trump in a little bit. But for now, let's do this.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman. Nothing.
That's no, what... I was just grabbing a bottle of water to take a drink, and I had to stop and get down because someone wasn't interrupting me. mostly the same. I was playing
Mass Effect.
I got more time to game this week than I did last week, which is nice.
Yeah. I'm going to get to what I've been playing later. But
also not, you know, what?
Dude, I'm with you with the not having time, but this week, it wasn't about not having time for me, but I'll talk about it in a second. Fucking.
Okay. So, more Mass Effect. I haven't done much as far as, for the story along. I've just been, recruiting or, increasing the loyalty of teammates and doing like all these side missions and stuff. There's just so much content in this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad the bugs that are in it, just like with the Fallout games. Like, it's so... If you go get past all the bugs and stuff, there's such a fun game in there. And they went into so much work to make this, a new complete universe that humanity's exploring. And the story of this game is different from a lot of sci-fi games where, you know, there's an alien invasion, they're coming to destroy the world, you know, we gotta save Earth.
Yeah.
Whatever. Playing around. In this one, you're going to a whole new universe to recolonize. That's the plot.
Yeah, I don't
think... finding a new home world. It's pretty neat.
I don't think the story was at fault with Andromeda.
No, it's a lot of the bugs are the problem, because I know they patched up the bugs, and I'm still dealing with terrible bugs.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on, Eric. Hold on.
I had one earlier, a couple days ago. I was in the middle of a firefight, and I died in this firefight. Because there's an enemy behind me I didn't see, but whatever. So I died in the firefight, but the game didn't like stop right there. Instead, my character fell on the ground and started rolling, but for some reason I was able to still shoot the gun.
Wow.
So I'm dead on the ground, still shooting the enemies.
That's funny as fuck, man. Can you imagine if that was like a boss and like you like got past it, and that would have been awesome. But yeah.
Yeah, like it finally one of the enemies. Killed me again, I guess, or something.
Real quickly in chat, Freak Five said he played DQ11, Injustice, and Friday the 13th. He got a copy of Injustice. He only bought it because of Lobo, but I think it was only $5 on PS2, man. That was or 10. I don't know. It was like 5 or 10. Oh, I think it was 5 on that flash sale, which was a good pickup, man. That's a good pickup.
I gotta get the second one.
I
quite enjoyed Injustice.
He's itching.
I really like they added for Arrow fans. They added Stephen Amell's Arrow.
Yeah,
as DLC, which was pretty awesome.
That is cool.
Plays his skin and his voice actor, and
that's cool.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah.
Freak Five says that's how Frank normally plays games. How dare you, sir? And I'm not going to do what you want me to do. So
I wanted to mention about Mass Effect Andromeda, where somebody once described the plot as being like a situation where they went to space and they're completely unaware of what happened in Mass Effect 1-3.
Yeah.
pretty much. It's like they left right before all that shit went down.
Yeah.
And they've been in cold sleep for 600 years.
Sophie Sadness is in chat. Hopefully you're not too sad, Sophie. Hang in there. Trust me, it could get worse on this show, and it most likely will. So, you know, just hang in there. All right. Eric, you were saying, you wanted to say something before, you know, Breakdown was talking about his games?
That was it. But I guess another thing we could talk about is, like, you know, I wish kind of MXT were here because he'd probably flip out on this news, but there's going to be a new Power Rangers game.
Oh, dear Lord. Don't bring up.
For multi-consoles, and it's a fighting game, and it actually has cross-play.
Yes, Bernie's in chat, Freak Five.
And cross-saving, apparently.
Yeah.
That's
good. I guess that's good.
Like, what is it going to be, like, King of the Monsters type gameplay or something? Maybe that'd
know.
Be fun.
I mean, it looks like a fighting game, like fighting, like Street Fighter fighting.
Yeah. Oh, so it's on a 2D plane. I thought it was on 3D background. I was thinking, which that could be fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about it is I much prefer if it were just straight up Sentai and not Power Rangers, but since nobody in the U.S. knows what the fuck Sentai is, they have to go with Power Rangers.
Yeah.
All I can hope is it's a fun game, despite the content.
Yeah, so take that, MXT, if you're listening. He's not listening, son of a bitch.
Sentai
take
awesome,
your Power Rangers but... and shove it.
Yeah.
Until I get to play as Balkan Skull, I'm done.
Sentai and tokusatsu are awesome genres that don't get enough credit because we know what Power Rangers is, and it's a poor imitation of that. I mean, it's supposed to be hokey, but like I think they missed the point of what the hokiness is supposed to be about. Yeah. They never balanced it well. It's like it's always been super corny and dumb, and it's just gross.
Freak Five, you are not gonna get what you want. I'm just moving on. I'm not even gonna
because he says I guess that because well, what's he talking about here? He says I heard Bernie. Hello, Bernie. I heard that like Yukio saying hi to Deadpool.
Yeah, because she's like
hey.
Yeah,
how she said, "Hey, that's what he heard in his head," and then he said, "I guess that makes Frank Teenage Negasonic Witch."
How dare you? How dare you, Freak Five? I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not doing it. How dare you? And you shut up, Jesus Christ! I'm gonna kick your ass out. I'm gonna exile you out of the room.
I'm gonna wait till you exile
how dare you?
Me.
How dare you? All right. Let's see. Real quickly, what I've been playing, I kind of wanted to get to this because you mentioned how you didn't have a lot of time to game, Breakman. I actually had some time to game, but you know what I was fucking doing most of that goddamn time is fucking failing at God of War. I am literally one trophy away from getting the platinum trophy on God of War, and it's that fucking boss, Segrun, who's the Valkyrie Queen that is kicking my ass over and fucking over again, and I can't not beat the motherfucker.
I tell you, I spent like 3 hours trying to defeat her.
Jesus Christ.
Let my brother borrow the game, and I out of a frustration of like not being able to get back to him, I rented it from the Red Box and finally did it on the first try.
Holy hell, man. I don't know what the hell's going on with that. That boss is like 10 times as hard as any of the other Valkyries, man.
Well, if it worked for Eric, why don't you like take like a week off?
God.
And then
dude.
Try and play it in a week.
No,
maybe you've got into a kind of a structure at fighting the boss where you can't really it's going to be kind of hard.
You know what's sad about this?
A reset might help.
It might. You might be right. Reset. You might be right, Break, but I've tried it. There was a day or two break before I went back to it, and it didn't work. But maybe, like you're saying, like a whole week of just not thinking about that, playing something else, different pace, you know, shit like that. And how dare you, Freak Five?
It's kind of like your brain's been wired in such a way to play a game, and then when you get to that point, you have to rewire, but
yes,
you can't. So
yeah.
You need to go away.
Yeah, you need to do completely different things because that boss has every power of every Valkyrie, and it fucking sucks because you have to be quick with everything. You have to know when to dodge, when to throw your fucking axe, when, you know, whatever. You son of a bitch, Freak Five.
He wants to know if you have arthritis in your fingers.
How dare you? How dare you? My fingers are just fine.
He disagrees that you should wait a week. He says your reflexes will be a week older.
How dare you? You son of a bitch, Freak Five. I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. How dare you? All right. So
he's amusing me. So as long as you don't banish him, I'm good.
Breakman, you son of a bitch! I can exile you, you son of a bitch! All right. No. So I'm literally one trophy away from fucking platinuming God of War. So that's what I've been playing, and MPQ, of course. But anyways, Eric, what have you been playing?
I finished Psychedelic of the Ashen Hawk.
Yay! You've been working on that for a long time, man.
Yeah, and I never got around to a review this week, unfortunately, because I was either doing something or I was tired.
Yeah.
And I started up London Detective Mysteria, which kind of reminds me of Code Realize, because like the era is still the Victorian era, but it's like several years later. It's like the very end of the Victorian era. But anyways, Tales of Vesperia Definitive Edition, because I got a review code of that, and I also got code for Ace Combat 7 for the Xbox One.
Oh, nice.
The PS4 version for Vesperia. It's not the Switch version like I was hoping, but that just means I'll buy the retail version later.
Yeah.
And I could use all the DLC that was initially made available, a game that you could buy that could actually give you levels and money. It's like, it's free now.
Oh, dear Lord. Yeah.
And you basically just activate it at will. And then for that playthrough, it'll be gone until, like, your next playthrough.
Yeah. All right. What else? Anything else? Looks like Dungeon just joined chat. What's up, Dungeon?
Or either your next playthrough or, like, a completely new file. I don't know how that works. But, anyways, I was hoping to play Fairy Fencer F Advent Dark Force, but I played Vesperia all day, so that didn't happen.
Okay. All right. Is that about it, Eric? Anything?
I think I played Toki, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Maybe that was last Friday. I don't know.
Like, you're not sure if you imagined playing it? Is that what's going on here?
I know I played it at one point, but I don't remember which day it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't remember if it was a fever dream or not, is what you mean.
Well, the game is kind of a fever dream, so who knows. Yeah.
Freak 5 says there's a boss he's been having problems with in DQ11. It gets 3 actions every round and usually summons help for at least one of those, and it does status effects.
Are you talking about the gold boss? Oh, yeah, no. Fuck that boss.
That keep characters from acting that targets all. Yeah, those kind of bosses.
That's ridiculous.
You got to be smart with your buffs and debuffs, man. That's
yeah. If you guys want to fight hard bosses, like they're the upper bosses of Final Fantasy Record Keeper. Like,
I was gonna say, yeah,
that's their goal, is to make the bosses as hard as frickin' possible.
Yeah,
you need to unlock like the really good abilities to fight
or like the later bosses in 15 or 13 or whatever. Yeah. But all right, let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, we got a few reviews, and I got another interesting review this week, but I'll defer to Eric first. You have a couple of reviews, at least.
I'll do the two other ones, and then me and Bray could do the review for the other.
Okay, go ahead.
I saw Teen Titans Go to the Movies, and I had conversations with Drake earlier about how maybe Teen Titans Go isn't that bad of a series.
Uh-oh.
But I'd argue I still have problems with the TV show itself, but most of my problems with Teen Titans Go have more to do with the fact that they completely dominate most of the programming on Cartoon Network right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's their
The company responsible for creating it keeps teasing the original Teen Titans, and it's like, it makes a joke out of it. It's like, and people want a more serious Teen Titans show, which is what the original kind of was, but the original was kind of goofy and stupid too. This is just that.
It was. And I think a lot of people forget that. There was a lot of goofiness to the original. Like, it wasn't a straight up superhero show. It was kind of different.
In fact, in Teen Titans Go, there's a lot of episodes where completely fucked up shit that's dark happens that they just gloss over. Like in this movie, the basic plot is, or one of the plot points that like is resolved within a matter of minutes, but it's still a plot point, is that like they want to make their own superhero movie, and so instead of deciding to doing something that would make them worthy of getting a superhero movie, they decide to get rid of all the other superheroes by saving them from the tragic event that made them superheroes. And that ends up fucking up the world. But, like, so when they go to Batman, you can imagine what they do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And, like, in an episode of Teen Titans Go, like, Raven is the only survivor of an attack that renders the rest of the Teen Titans as old people. And she just basically lets them die and resurrects them as zombies.
Oh.
Oh. That's nice.
That is nice. I mean, you know, that's nice.
And like other episodes of Teen Titans Go have like they like basically raided the Justice League Hall of Justice and opened the armory and stole all the Green Lantern rings, and they used the Green Lantern rings to summon the Golden Girls at some point.
The Golden Girls, like Blanche.
Wow.
And...
Yeah, I like the show because I think it's crazy as fuck, and I need something ridiculously stupid sometimes.
Wait a minute.
And just off topic, since you mentioned Golden Girls, Betty White turned 97 this week.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, man. That's
97.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Why? Why?
Mm-hmm. They're what, Eric?
So I'm going to give the movie 7.5.
A 7.5 out of 10. That's pretty decent, man.
It is better than it has any right to be, much like Teen Titans Go. But it's better than the show. So
is it better than this, Eric?
I don't know.
Yeah, have you ever seen the Golden Girls, man? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Golden Girls.
I have seen the Golden Girls, but it's like I'm not a big fan.
Okay, then just say that, yes, it's better than that.
Blanche is the best. That's all I gotta say. Blanche is the best. Golden. No, I. What was Betty White's character in that show? Do you remember, Breakman?
I forget. I know she was the dumb one.
But, the big reveal in Teen Titans Go is this post-credits sequence where they hint at something.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. A Frank got rejected by Betty White when she was 20. You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. You. I'm not going to do it. Okay. All right. You have another.
Oh, Rose.
We're going from a good movie to a completely awful movie.
Rose. Yay. Yeah, Rose. It was Rose. Yeah.
No, it's not completely awful, but. No, not that movie. Venom.
Oh, God. I did my review of Venom a few weeks back, but oof, yeah.
What the hell happened?
Yeah. I detailed the problems with Venom, Eric. I think it had two intros, like two like prologues, and it would have been better suited with just one. And I also thought it was too long, and the CGI was awful.
The first problem with this movie is, why the fuck does it take place in California?
Well,
a lot of movies do. Well, it sounds like they had a narrative problem to begin with. Like, they couldn't decide what story they wanted.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Like I said, there were two kind of intros, and you were confused. Like, what are they going with here? And then the other problem that I found was like...
And I think they made Venom more of a hero than he should have been.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of an anti-hero, but yeah.
Yeah, he's supposed to be an anti-hero.
Yeah, but like... He's like an anti-hero, but it's like at the same time, it's like he kind of like Eddie Brock kind of wants to do good.
Yeah.
It's like, no, Eddie Brock basically becomes Venom of his own volition.
Yeah. Well, and
yeah, like he's not going out of his way to help anybody. If like, he's looking out for number one first and foremost.
There was an instance in the comic book where he saved old people from like a falling carousel or whatever.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's going to do something like that. But, like, say there's a hostage situation. Like, this woman's being held hostage. Somebody go save her.
He's not going to do that.
He might do it, yeah. But you probably have to pay him.
Yeah, exactly. Right? He's the perfect anti-hero. Like, I guess the main problem I had with Venom, Eric, and maybe you can – I don't know if you saw it, Break. Did you see Venom?
No.
Okay.
The other problem with Venom is doppelganger syndrome, where he just fights other, like,
symbiote. That's fine, because that's what happened in the comics, but – But
yeah, but like the only one I like I think they were like joined up with him at some point, didn't they?
Ambiguous according to the movie, the comics. I can't remember all the storyline, but they come from the same line of symbiotes.
They've done so many different versions of Venom, doesn't it? Like, there's just. I mean, there's alternative universes and everything else.
No, but here's Dungeon says Venom wasn't great, but he's seen worse. Predator.
The Predator bad, but at least it's also not Ghost Rider bad.
Let me ask you a question, Eric, because maybe I'm just like not getting it, but like was there too much exposition in Venom? Like, the characters, instead of showing you what was going on, like, you would get secondhand information from the characters, and that's not, like, it's a visual medium. It's not tell me what's going on, it's show me what's going on, you know what I mean? Don't tell
also, me. CG is awful.
Yeah, that's what I said. The CG really sucks. It was really bad in Venom. I'm hopeful for Venom 2, because there is going to be a Venom 2.
There's definitely gonna be. Maybe now they'll have a budget.
For Venom, it was like I think they had over like, 100 million
for
budget.
Instance, the CG on, say, the CW, like Flash and stuff like that, it's terrible. It really is. It's really bad. They don't have that much money. Yeah. Like, I understand we're lucky to get what we get.
Well, I think that thing had over $100,000 budget, man. I mean, or $100 million budget. Freak 5, you Freak 5, you son of a bitch.
So I'm giving Venom a 4.5.
Yeah, that sounds fair. That sounds fair. Dungeon says, speaking of sequels, I'm excited to see how the new Ghostbusters returns. Me too, Dungeon. They need to set that franchise straight. All right,
I'm surprised you're even bothering to do Ghostbusters.
Yeah, well,
after Answer the Call underperformed.
Well, Answer the Call wasn't the greatest movie, man. So, I mean, let's just
pretend. It was entertaining, but it was like not good.
Yeah, it wasn't a great movie. It was fun, but it wasn't
like
great.
Spaceballs is a terrible movie, but it's also a funny movie.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys can't say stuff bad about Ghostbusters. You know, that's sexist.
Yeah, well,
you're not allowed to talk
I liked
bad about it.
I was one. I was in the minority. I kind of liked the movie for the reasons.
The problem with most people that complained about it, they complained about it because they were sexist.
And I actually agree with Freak 5. Spider-Man Far From Home looks really good.
Yeah, it does.
I didn't see that trailer.
Oh, looks good.
I can't wait.
I tried to stay away.
I saw pictures of the dude who's playing Mysterio in the Mysterio outfit, but that's all I saw.
Oh, that's Jake Gyllenhaal, but it looks good, man. You should look at that trailer, man. It's hype. I was telling Bernie that movie's going to be hype, man. It's good. All right, you have a joint review for something here, Eric and Break.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Super Broly, which is the first Dragon Ball Super movie.
Yeah, which is strange. I thought there was...
And that makes it the 20th Dragon Ball movie.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's basically celebrating the 20 years of DBZ movies.
It did really well at the box office, from what I can tell. Like, just the day it came out, it was like, what, 7 million or something? I mean, that was actually pretty fantastic.
Which isn't bad for very limited screenings and a dub-only screenings.
Yeah.
Because Funimation, that's a stupid thing with Funimation.
Yeah.
But let's see. This movie is... Some people say it's not the best movie, but I think it is the best Dragon Ball movie that has been made.
That's not saying too much. I mean, was there anything better, like good?
I mean,
there have been a lot of Dragon Ball movies. See, the thing
most
with the
of them
newer
were terrible.
Ones, yeah. I like Dragon Ball movies, but the thing is, they're straight up action movies. It's basically an hour of fighting.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with Dragon Ball movies. With the original Dragon Ball series, the first four movies, for the most part, were just slightly remixed arcs of the arcs that were going on in the TV show. Mm-hmm. And they were all very short. And they were created solely to have kids have something to do, and some of the parent, and they had to drag their parents to there. It's like, okay, let's just make it was a method of making quick buck for them, yeah. Which is why most of the stories in these movies are terrible.
All right, so
but this movie actually takes time to set up a narrative, and then it gets to the nitty gritty. And just is unrelenting action at that point. But the fact that we even get 25 minutes of exposition is more than when you ever get in a Dragon Ball movie.
Mm. And when usually it's like, what, in Battle of Gods, like there was a stupid bingo game and shit like that, or was that Resurrection F? One of two. But like, like this stupid crap that just prolongs it. And this, it was the actual story, and it was the childhood of Broly.
Yeah.
And
they made him an... If you've seen the original Broly, basically Broly was just a thug, pretty much. Like he was just a weapon. That was it.
Yeah.
He said Kakarot a lot.
And his motivation for being.
Oh my god! His motivation
for being completely sane boils down to Kakarot cried when we were babies. Yeah, and I got irrationally upset about that.
Yes. Whereas in this one, his motivation isn't the same. Like he isn't motivated by any like hatred towards like any individual or anything like that.
He's like, an abused victim. Goku's trying to reach out to him, but the doubt within him creates this monster.
Yeah. Yeah. Broly's basically a victim in a lot of this movie.
Yeah. Freakwise says,
which they kind of portrayed him, his father in the original, as abusive, which he definitely, his father's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And terribly abusive and makes him just a slave and stuff like that. But Broly enjoyed violence in the original, like he was filled with hatred and stuff. And this is just, this Broly isn't.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, I think it's physically and mentally causing pain for Frank not to exile me. That is true.
Yeah.
I mean, the mental anguish I'm going through is ridiculous.
Frank's going to Broly out and become Super Saiyan Berserk, isn't he?
I'm pretty sure.
One of the other things they did in this movie, not only did they add the story, which is something unique to Dragon Ball, there were a lot of different like art techniques in this movie that I'd never seen in a Dragon Ball.
Hmm.
Especially in the last fights.
Yeah, the new director, they got basically recreated the manga style as best he could, and it looks really good. And he is the one who's worked on movies like One Piece Gold, which also looked really good. And he's probably going to be the lead animation director for Dragon Ball Super series going forward, because the Super is going to come back. We don't know exactly when, but it's going to be probably after Gege no Katara's finished its run.
Yeah. Freakfly's bringing up a good point. If Bernie is Yukio, Frank is Deadpool, and Freak is Teenage Negasonic War Criminal Headache, whatever her name is.
I think you got
is.
That mixed up.
Who are Eric and Break? And Break, you said Eric is manager. No, he's. I said he's like just Eric is. Eric,
I don't even know who that is. I don't know who most of these characters are.
The regular guy in Deadpool. What's his name? Was it Peter, or was it Steve? I thought it was Steve.
I remember Yukio from like the end, but I don't know who Negasonic is.
What about the cab driver? Would he be the cab driver, maybe?
They die.
No. Mohinder, was that his name?
No, he's not Mohinder, man. He's the regular dude, the Steve. That would be Eric. And then Breakman, I have to think about that. Breakman would probably be Domino, I think. I think Breakman would be good Domino.
Yeah. I was going to go with Cable.
Maybe Cable. Back to Broly.
Yeah, back to Broly.
That's a rat hole, but in this movie there is a sequence where a character and Broly become so powerful that they actually tear the fabric of reality and create their own pocket dimension.
That was amazing. That was one of the best scenes I've ever seen in Dragon Ball, when they literally shattered reality. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, like the animation in that, in those last fights was beyond anything I've ever seen from a Dragon Ball.
You guys are nuts.
Also, the big motivation for getting the Dragon Balls in this movie, because it's Dragon Balls, of course they're involved, but it's a callback to the Red Ribbon Saga arc. That's all I have to say.
Yeah,
I will say I do like the slightly less evil Frieza.
I'm laughing at Freak 5 in chat. He says, if you're Cable, that means I teabagged you.
Yes, you did.
Like, about the only complaints I have this movie probably have more to do with the dub adaptation of the show, which I've never liked. And I've never... And while I think Funimation tends to do better with the films, Super on a whole, I don't think they'll ever be really good enough for me to like truly appreciate, because I hate some of the cast decisions and stuff.
Yeah,
and all the like retconning of like character personalities.
Sometimes they have to do
their localization.
Yeah. So what are you guys giving Dragon Ball Super Broly?
I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
A what? A 10 out of 10? Wow. Holy shit. Wow, that's a high score. What about you, Break?
I didn't want to give it a rating. I don't want to compete with a 10 out of 10. So.
Wow, okay, so you're going to do
but no like, passing. Like, the other thing I could complain about is, like, some unnecessary fan service involving a character named Chile.
Yeah, there were a few, but it wasn't...
like, the Japanese animators, why do you feel the need to inject Etchy and Arrow stuff into stuff that isn't that?
No. At least it wasn't overblown. Like, they didn't go too much into it. Like, there were brief moments.
Also, I think Chile's thirsty. Freak
5, definitely not. I am definitely not jealous of Breakman getting teabagged by you. That's not... Yeah, no. man, he's etching for that exile, man. He really is. Like, he's edging closer and closer. It ain't gonna happen, though.
I know it's like it might be a little bit like Toriyama's style, but like I felt like Chile might have been a reincarnation of Gine, who's Goku's mom. She looks almost exactly the same.
Yeah, she does. I didn't even notice that, but now you say that, yeah, she did. I had another little bit of a problem, but didn't even have to do with the movie. It was the promotional art that came with it. It's like, oh, Gogeta's in this movie, huh? Thanks for telling me right away.
Oh, spoilers! Fucking spoilers! Don't you hate?
Well,
that shit?
I mean, yeah, like it was like so. It's like, oh, well, now we know how he beats Broly. Okay, well, thanks for that.
Now, technically, he doesn't beat him, but he would have if he would have been allowed.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Glitty's in the YouTube chat. I don't know why you're in the YouTube chat, Glitty, but she says, hi, boogers. I guess that's all you guys, especially Freak 5. She says, hi, boogers, especially Freak 5. That's exactly what she said. And I said, hi. Glitty, you probably want to go to the Twitch chat. That's where everybody's at, man.
Oh, no. He has a would you rather for us.
Oh, dear Lord. Wait till we get there, Freak 5. Jesus Christ. You guys, last week I did a review of I think it was like Biker Babes versus Babies or Zombie Babies or from Hell or something like
zombie
that.
Demon Babies from Hell.
Zombie Demon Babies from Hell or whatever the fuck it was, and I gave it a 10 out of 10. I might have found something to top it.
So is this 11 out of Infinity then?
you guys, okay, I have now think I've seen the greatest movie ever created, and it's called Zombie Porn Stars. And I'm talking about Oscar acting and Oscar winning directing and writing and, oh my God, guys, Zombie Porn Stars. I mean, it's in the title. You have zombies and you have porn stars.
And when is an actual porn to win an Oscar?
this might be the closest thing ever. I don't know when this movie came out, but it should be absolutely watched by every human being ever.
That's the name of the episode. Who's got my goddamn Frosty?
Glitty says I could hear you better on my TV. Okay, cool. Well, then there you go. I mean, yeah, if you want to be all stuck up and not grab your iPad and join every other booger in the other chat, then, you know, that's fine. That's fine.
Go Frank just say, as ask you if you've seen strippers versus zombies.
I have, and zombie porn stars is better. And I stand by that. I'm going to give it an 11.5 out of 10. So there you go. The story revolves around porn stars that turn into zombies. And
the last thing we need is the flexible zombies.
Yeah. There's even a really cool scene where this male porn star gets his genitalia ripped off by a zombie.
And eaten.
By oral sex. So, yeah, that was... That was pretty good.
And
that's
hot.
Yeah, he kind of deserved it. And yeah, I would.
You know, those totally porn agree. Movies where they say they're going to eat your dick, they mean it.
this is one for sure. Okay, Brake, did you have a review other than Dragon Ball Super?
No.
Okay, then let's move on to. Okay, Brake, do you have any high escapades this week? I didn't see anything in the doc.
Mm-mm.
All right, what about you, Eric? Any high escapades?
Well, yeah, I guess. I think people's brains broke yesterday when Y2K launched, and then people started trickling out screenshots that they considered offensive, because like complaining about like the fact that somebody misrepresented gingers, but like I think if you played the game and you understood the character of Alex and why he's awful and the era that game actually takes place in, people were shittier in the 90s than they are now in most cases. But that's exactly the kind of shittiness that he's probably going for.
Yeah. All right.
But like they were also complaining about stupid things like the fact that the game takes place in the 90s, but they're referencing rest in peace Iwata, but like it's a video game. That was probably the developer paying their own respects in their own way.
Yeah.
It's like people, you're complaining about the wrong things. And did you drink the angry juice this week? I mean, what the hell? When you're angry, you're dumb.
Yeah, Dungeon says Yik even had a standalone episode to try out.
Maybe they're hangry.
I don't know if it was a standalone episode, but I do remember the alpha being vastly different than the final product.
Yeah.
But maybe I missed out on that, but because I never got the press release on that.
Hmm.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. I have a high escapade this week.
I was basically, and the high space here is I was basically pointing out all the stupidity on Twitter, like, keep being dumb, internet, about Y2K. It's like, yeah, there are legitimate problems about the game, some of them which have been fixed, some of them haven't been fixed. But if you're going to complain about the game at all, complain about those things.
Yeah.
But a rando Twitter tweet, I'm going to call it, yeah, a tweet.
What did I do this time?
Basically replied to me, and he's like, the game takes place in the 90s, my fellow gamer. It's like, man, why would you call me your fellow gamer, and why are you mansplaining to me when I'm the one reviewing the game?
Yeah. See, Freak 5 has his priorities right. Like, his wife called and he missed it. He missed some of it because he's listening on his phone. So, that's right. You got your priorities straight. Freak 5. Separate episode made to show off a bizarre game. Yeah.
And I think everybody's stupidity may like hurt my brain and my mind today because I feel tired now.
Yeah. I feel tired too after my high escapade. Basically, uh-oh. I'm calling this one the Hot Pocket story. Actually, I even have a little intro for this.
It also might have to do with the fact that I had to work over.
Yeah.
Before I got home yesterday, and I got into an argument about Mighty Number 9 and trying to frame the failed Kickstarter as being scummy business practices, and it was a scam. It wasn't a scam. It was just everything failed horribly.
Yeah. Freak Fly says, what a shocker. Frank was high this week. Yeah. That's definitely not shocking. But here's my little intro to my my high school. When you want a hot meal without a big deal, what are you gonna pick? Hot Pockets. Yeah, Hot Pocket, okay. So Bernie and I were talking about camping, of all things, you know, going to camp. And I like camping, you know, not all the time. I mean, and I obviously have to have, like, running water and electricity and, you know, shit like that. Because, I mean, come on, guys. Internet, I can't go without internet and charging my phone and listening to music, you know. So, anyways, I was talking about, like, the, what do you call them? Sleeping bags that I used to have. I used to have these really cool sleeping bags that, like, you could lay flat, like, unzip all the way and lay flat, and you could connect the two, and they became... you know, one, but the way I was saying it while I was, you know, partaking was sort of like a Hot Pocket, you know, like where, like if you bit the top of a Hot Pocket, that's what it would be. To which Bernie quickly said, can we have sex in the Hot Pocket? So yeah, Hot Pocket is what I equated, my sleeping bags to. So, and then, you know, of course, Bernie with the sexual reference right after there. Frank, did you burn your dick trying to fuck a Hot Pocket? I've never tried to fuck a Hot Pocket, but you're not exiled. So there you go. How dare you? All right. I'm not even going to read that. I'm going to exile you in a second. So that was my high escapade. So now it's on to everybody's favorite segment of the week.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
I think it's fair to say that the Stinkos and Sweetos are everybody's favorite. So why don't we start with you, Breakman? Your Stinko of the week.
Yeah, I've got two. One is just kind of a minor thing, directed at Nancy Pelosi, just because, and everybody's been gushing over her lately, so oh, I think and someone knock her down a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
Because she's been there a billion years, and she is part of the problem, and this is more proof. One of her first actions when she was elected as Speaker of the House, she had a speech, and she told, you know, everybody, like, the people who were voting against her, well, before she was elected even, like, don't worry, like, this, we're not, there's gonna be no retaliation and stuff like that. So the mm-hmm. first thing she did was retaliate against them.
Of course.
So, yeah. Against fellow Democrats, when she should be worrying about, like, the country being shutting down and stuff like that.
Yeah, but, yeah. Well, I mean, she's worried about that, too, but I agree. I mean, that's, yeah, fuck her. She's worthless. I mean,
That's when I was complaining, and I do this, too, because when I was complaining a lot before she was elected, like, I was getting jumped on by some Pelosi supporters. Yeah. Told me I was a horrible person.
Oh,
like
fuck
that.
Them, man.
I know. Pelosi sucks. Like, I was just like, whatever. I should have brought those up on the show.
Just call them anyway. Corporate dem hacks, man, because that's exactly.
No,
what
I think it's the same people that were all over, you know, Hillary and such like that. Like,
oh, yeah,
I think it's the fembot type women. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They say they're like all for like feminism and women, but no, you're all for whatever like Pelosi or Hillary says. Like your overlords tell you is what you're really for.
Yeah, fuck Nancy Pelosi.
Like the Trump people.
I mean, I'm glad she's giving Trump a hard time right now.
I know. I'd say that if I have a high escapade, I'd say it would be that. Like them back and forth.
Yeah.
Like I just want like the next month of them to troll each other.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Real quickly, I want to talk about Chad here. Dungeon says about the Hot Pocket stuff. He's like, Hot Pocket restores 10 HP but does 5 heat damage. Son of a bitch. That's
burns
actually
the
really
roof
funny.
Of mouth.
I know, man. I love Hot Pockets though, man. Especially the ham and cheese ones. Those ones are really good, man. But
I like the Philly ones.
Yeah, those are good too. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, there's nothing wrong. The taco ones are good. The pepperoni ones are really good. Jesus Christ, they're all fucking good. And they're all horrible for you. Don't eat Hot Pockets. So that's the moral of the story. So, all right.
Yeah, back to like junk we used to eat when we were like 20. Like, why are you still eating Hot Pockets, Frank?
I got kids, man. You know, I got to do what I got to do.
That's the excuse.
And they're cheap.
It's for them. it's for them.
And they're cheap, man. I'm on a budget.
So. You can't argue with that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of the things that's always bothered
me. Do you go to Sam's Club and buy like a whole like box of them or something?
Goddamn right. One of those big ass boxes, of course. What were you saying, Brake?
Like, it's always bothered me about like the health food nuts and stuff like that. Like telling everybody like you have to get healthy and such like that. But healthy could cost a lot more.
Yeah.
Junk food's cheap. Like when you complain about poor people like being overweight and stuff like that, that one really pisses me off. Well, it's because they can only afford the junk food.
Yeah. Freak Fight
They can't afford to buy the stuff that's good for them.
Yeah. Freak Fight, yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. That's a good point, Break, man. Freak Five's admitting to having sex with the Hot Pocket.
In Rome, the fat people were the rich people.
Yeah.
Well, that was like based on older times and stuff like that. Being fat meant you had the money to buy food. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It was a status symbol.
Yeah, I'd like to think that trend is coming back, and that's why I'm fat is because you know I'm super rich. But you know, let's see. Freak Five says he admits to having sex with a Hot Pocket. So there you go. There's that. Tuesday night, he also admits to having diarrhea right after. So there you go. How many did you eat, Breakman? Turns out the soup contest at work, someone's soup gave a lot of people diarrhea. Oh, yeah. That's why you never eat at those, what do they call them? Like potpourri, like kind of
potlucks.
That's what I was trying to say. Potluck.
Oh, a soup contest. Like, I could never do like those. Like Mrs. Breakman sometimes watches those cooking shows and stuff like that, competitions.
Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
I could never be like a taster of that because they'll use some weird stuff in it. And you know, like food allergies, I'd end up throwing up right on television. Like, you guys are going to cut this. Like, hell no, this is one of the best of. Like,
I know.
Fuck.
You include that shit, man. There you go. Dungeon says Frank has like pallets of Hot Pockets in his basement. He has to use one of those hydraulic pallet movers to move them. You know, that would be a good idea, man. I need to look into that.
You're enabling him, Dungeon Buster.
Freak says that's why Mug had to move out. All the Hot Pockets kicked out. Yeah, exactly. Most of the soups were good, Freak Five. I'm sure they were. Just very diarrhea inducing, obviously. I mean, you know, everybody got sick. All right. Eric, you're...
Do you know which one got you sick or did nobody cop to it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the one where the dude didn't wash his hands after diarrheaing. I bet you it was Freak Five.
Exactly. What happened.
I just figured it out.
Made it didn't. They probably didn't wash their hands while they were cooking.
I just figured it out. It was Freak Five. He brought like some chili to the deal, and he didn't wash his hands after he was diarrheaing, and he tried to blame it on someone else. That's what happened. All right, Eric, yours stinko of the week.
All right, I got two stinkos.
Okay, go for it.
Oh. First is Ubisoft.
I actually had another stinko too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Eric, before you get to yours,
I'll just give quickly. It's to the weather, to winter in general, and just the weather. Last weekend we had a blizzard, and this weekend it's going to be an ice storm and shit.
Mm.
I hate winter.
Yeah, so I don't mind it. I like it, but
I hope I can go out to my parents in the morning so I can do my laundry.
Yeah, you don't want to wear stinky clothes, man. That's never advised. All right, Eric, your stinkos.
Ubisoft forcing a heterosexual relationship choices in the Assassin's Creed Odyssey DLC. So if you previously made a gay character, if you play the DLC, they'll retcon it to make them straight.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, the character wasn't bi, like they're gay and like there's. Like making them straight, like this is conversion therapy. The video,
yeah,
game?
Exactly. I was gonna say, it's like, yeah, exactly. Retro.
Just the whole thing about the DLC is that you need to create an heir.
Oh well.
Yeah. Why couldn't they just been broodmare then, and then have the kid, and then go back to their old relationship? It's like,
I'm sure that kind of thing actually did happen back in the olden times, you know, a king would have like a gay son, but need him to reproduce.
Mm. Well,
probably force him to have sex with some princess, probably his sister, because this was back in the castle days, and those people were all
the only problem was like Yeah. I would be fine with that as a narrative as long as you could go back to the other relationship or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, no, they force you to end the relationship.
That sucks.
Something not talked a lot about with royalty, but incest is very common among...
And they just took your choices, look at the royals in Britain.
Like, I mean...
Yeah. So it's like your choices aren't meaningless when they marketed the game on your choices being mattering.
Yeah. Dungeon says, the news about Odyssey DLC also caught me off guard. Jeez, Yubi, you were doing so well, too. And then he says, but there's also another possibility depending on the ending you get. Oh, okay. So there's possibilities, I guess. I don't know. I don't know anything about Odyssey. I never played it.
And the second stinko I have is, does anybody know who the voice actor Vic Mignogna is?
I've heard the name, Eric, but I don't know. I'm not familiar with his work. Remind everybody.
Anyways, he's been long known in the community for saying odd things and his homophobia, but he's also been known, like, but nobody's been able to connect the dots before, but, like, he's been known to do and say things that are predatory and pedophilic.
Yeah.
So he's a homophobic pedo creeper, and he recently said something that was basically defending gross behavior, and so fuck him. And Funimation also gets a stinko because they have done nothing about it, and other companies like BangZoom have hired him. So why does this guy still have a fucking job?
I'm reading his list of stuff. He's got a long list. You guys mentioned Broly earlier in your review. He's Broly from the Dragon Ball films.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, he got an anime award.
So he's personally ruined the dub of Free for me. I never want to watch Free dubbed anymore, because if you're a homophobe but you're playing a character who's in a yaoi show, yeah, no.
Yeah. Rich people like to fuck family members. I never knew that, Breakman. Pharaohs fuck their sisters too. That's true. Let's see. I've heard of Vic. Isn't he playing Captain Kirk in fan episodes of Star Trek? Yes, he is.
You mean like voice acting Kirk?
I'm reading right here. In live action work, he has participated in several Star Trek fan productions, including Star Trek Continues, where he plays Captain Kirk. So, yeah, he's, I don't know. That's, you know what? I find usually that people are that homophobic, Eric.
It's weird, though, because, like 10 years ago, I would hear him be on interviews, and ever since I heard his voice and how he's conducted himself,
yeah,
he's had a patronizing, like, voice, and it reminded me of Ned Flanders and how fake Ned Flanders was.
Yeah.
Now, he was like, not all there.
Yeah.
And I couldn't connect the dots because I didn't know what else he had done. And then people come out with these stories and like, oh, so now that makes sense.
Usually the most outspoken homophobes, they probably have some getting out of the closet to do. Let's just put it
that way. No, he's definitely straight. He was a pedo who creeped on teenage girls.
Okay. All right.
I think a lot of them are.
And he basically tried to earn their kindness by like doing the give candy kid candy trick to get them to do things.
Oh dear lord! Jesus
where
Christ.
He gave them like anime shit and CDs and crap.
Oh boy, that's terrible. Okay. What are you saying?
And like when they weren't looking, he'd feel them up or something.
Oh god. Yeah. All right. Break. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
And this is a married man.
Never mind.
This is also a married man. By the way.
Yeah.
That sounds like some Gerald shit. Like
Alright, let's move on to my stinko of the week real quick, guys. I could go on and on about the Cheeto in office, but a revelation came out, and I just saw an update that I'll give you guys in a minute, but I don't think it's surprising that Donald Trump directed Michael Cohen, his personal lawyer, to lie to Congress, which is a federal crime punishable by up to 20 years in prison.
I hope his fate is a warning to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I hope it's a wake-up call for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, being blindly loyal to someone.
A cautionary tale. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw an update. Let me give you the update real quick, and then I'll give you my thoughts on it. Robert Mueller's office is disputing the claims in the BuzzFeed article, claiming that that happened. But usually where there's smoke, there's fire. They might be doing it just to tamp down, the evidence that they have. Like, they probably...
Yeah, like, there's a lot of that going on right now. Like, they don't want this a lot of these facts coming out yet.
Because yeah, they want because
to
they
hold
want
them back until they can nail some asses to walls.
Yeah, you know and I mean, you know what?
And to cells.
The more and more I think about it, guys, the more and more I think the hammer's going to come down on Trump. It coming real soon. I think it's within 2 to 3
God,
months.
I hope so.
I really do think so. I think this BuzzFeed article does have legs. It hasn't been fully corroborated yet, but
just not him. There's so many more of them that need to go down with him.
Yeah,
especially his son.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 It's. I mean, alone the picture of him shooting a defenseless animal in Africa, like a rare animal in Africa, should be enough to fucking, you know, like that elephant that he killed. That should be enough to get him in jail somehow, some way. But I hope he does end up in jail.
I did hear that, and like this isn't related, but it's sort of related because it's still the Trump administration. But the shutdown, like apparently, like I messaged Sherrod Brown about trying to find a resolution, and he responded. It was like one of those automated things. Like he probably had it pre-prepped and then
yeah.
went out. But
yeah.
He was trying to get legislation to end government shutdowns.
Yeah, well, they all say that. And you know what? It can happen right now. But the Republicans, especially Mitch McConnell in the Senate, doesn't want to bring a bill to Trump's desk that he won't sign, which I think is absolute fucking cowardly. And if you are in Kentucky and you're in his district, I would be hammering that piece of shit with fucking voicemails and emails and calls to the office, you know, constantly telling
that fossil can't figure out how to use a fucking answering machine, I bet.
Well, I mean,
that's
he's got staff.
Technology
he's got staff.
Ancient ass.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, he's the problem. It's not the Democrats. It's not the Republicans in the House or the Senate. Because if he brings it to the floor, it's going to pass. And the government could reopen regardless if Trump signs it or not. If he decides to veto the bill, then they can vote to have it passed anyways without his consent. Yeah. So
he's absolutely afraid of what will happen if it gets.
What's going to happen to him? Is Trump going to badmouth him on Twitter? Who gives a shit?
No. He's afraid. He thinks it's going to be catastrophic for the Republican Party because it's going. Because the base wants a wall.
The wall's never going to happen.
But the thing is, the base isn't as big as they seem to think
right.
it is.
It's like 20.
Like, and it seems like it's shrinking, especially
yeah.
support wise. Like it's going down. Like people are realizing the wall is just.
It's like 25 to 30% is Trump's base. So that's the base, 25 to 30%. So you're worried about 25 to 30%. You can go fuck yourself. Like, it's literally, go fuck yourself.
Like, the evangelicals are a lot of his base. Like, that just doesn't even make sense.
No.
Like, the religious people love him, and your pictures of him not being able to, not knowing, like, religious quotes and stuff like that.
Oh, that doesn't matter to
Bible
evangelicals.
Bible quotes or him not saying, like, it's just, it's such a pile of hypocritical bullshit,
oh,
you know?
Yeah. No question about it, man. I mean, the evangelicals are some of the biggest hypocrites in the whole nation, man. You know, I mean, this whole religious fucking facade that they have, I mean, they're for the most part, they're not very loving, very racist. And maybe that's what the link is between Trump and them. They want a racist agenda, you know, so they don't care. Freak Vice says, look how at how many people donated to the GoFundMe. That is how many want the wall. Yeah, there was a lot of money raised for that GoFundMe. But it's just a bunch of crap.
I think the guy who has supposedly billions of dollars in his bank, if he wants it so goddamn bad,
pay
like,
for it. Pay for
it. Buy some property and start building your own fucking wall.
Pay for it, you piece of shit. Exactly. I totally agree. And that'll prove to your base that you really mean. Put your money where your mouth is, which, by the way, Breakman, he doesn't have that much money. He's been bankrupt 6 fucking times. He's not a billionaire at all. You talk to actual billionaires and they will laugh when you bring up Trump's name. So billionaires usually beget
what
billionaires.
Trump is a television star. That's what the people elected, was a television star. That was all he was good at.
Yeah. The GoFundMe was ended and the money was being refunded. Yeah, I know, Dungeon. That was a big joke. It was a big scam. It kind of leads me to my sweeto of the week, since we're going to move on. I'm not going to play the soundbite here, but, my sweeto is, in all of it, you guys mentioned the government shutdown, which could be ended immediately. I bitch about this country a lot. And there's lots to bitch about. But in times of need, like right now, when people are suffering, not getting their paychecks, there are people across the country that are opening up food banks and providing free food for furloughed federal workers. And there's a place in Denver where the restaurant is offering free meals to federal furloughed workers. So out of all the ugliness, I know that there are a lot of good people in this country. Doesn't matter if they're Democrats or Republicans or whatever. Nobody likes to see anybody suffer and not be able to eat, unless you're Trump and you hate Mexicans and you're one of those evangelicals that could give a shit about the separated families at the border, and some of them kids that are dying of diseases and stuff like that, and common sicknesses like the flu and colds and stuff like that. But there are good people here. And the fact that people are rising up to try to help their neighbors in this huge time of need that doesn't need to be, that's a big thing.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You were finishing up, so.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right, you are finishing, right?
Yeah, I'm done. Go ahead.
Are you going to exile him now?
For what? Trump is a rich Frank. Dear Lord. He's like so close, man. He's like Trump.
Did you read the next?
Dear Lord. Trump is a you son of a bitch. I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. This is the one time.
I don't think you're going to make it.
I don't know.
But then again, I don't know if he can get worse than that.
Oh, dear. We should just end this show right now so I don't have to worry about it. Jesus Christ. All right. Let's move on to your sweeto break. You have a sweeto this week?
No, my sweeto goes to Dragon Ball Super Broly movie.
Yeah.
And for one, for being awesome. But for two, 20 years ago, or I should say like 25, 30 years ago, it was so hard to get anime.
Yeah,
for the most part, like especially to get like a complete series of something, you'd be able to get like one tape of the middle section of a saga or some shit.
You had to go to Media Play to get your anime, man.
Yeah, you'd have to go to Media Play, and then there'd be, or you'd have to get like other places to order it online, it'd be like $200 for the whole thing. Like, all on VHS, huh?
Yeah, I remember those days, man. Dungeon says, read my lips. Not gonna do it. All right,
so, but now we do it in modern days where Dragon Ball is on a big screen TV. Like it's a movie theater and stuff like that. Like, it's just how far anime's come in the country.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's no question.
Speaking of anime, did you know that there was a new Boogie Bop series out, Frank?
What? A Boogie Pop Phantom? You got to be kidding me, man. I'm on that.
I think it's streaming on Crunchyroll, and I think it has a dub even.
Wow.
And it's called Boogie Bop Phantom and Others or something.
Ooh, that's cool. I'll have to look into that, Eric. Freak 5 says his sweeto is that he hasn't been exiled this week yet, Freak 5. You haven't gotten through the whole show. But I did say I'm not going to do it. Read my lips. Not going to do it. All right.
I'd like to watch it, but I need to watch the original series first. I've only seen like the first 3 episodes of that show.
Oh, it's good. It's so good. MK11 reveal was pretty cool too this week. I forgot to mention that. Eric, did you have a sweeto of the week? I didn't see one in the doc.
getting review code that Namco continues to give me stuff. I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. Another sweeto for Freak 5 is, yes, there's a snowstorm, but he has no place to go and plenty of beer. That's always cool. Bortle Wombat 11. Yeah, man. God, it looked good, though, from what I've seen. And I don't – people complaining about the gore –
yeah, it's on Crunchyroll.
People complain about the gore in MK11 is like people complaining about gore in a Friday the 13th movie. Fuck them. Don't watch it. Don't play it.
Boogie Pop and others.
Boogie Pop, yeah.
I didn't understand, like, the person I saw on Twitter that said, like, I liked the last one, but this new one's too gory for me. I'm like, how do you know it's too gory for you when all you've seen is a trailer?
Yeah.
So you played the last game and you think this one's too gory after looking at a trailer?
Yeah. The fatalities are crazy brutal. I saw one fatality with Baraka. Baraka's one of my favorite characters. I'm glad they brought Baraka back. But he, like, slices up the dude's face. And then he ends up slicing it to where you can see the brain. Then he skewers the brain and he takes a big old bite out of it. And it's like a close up and it's fucking gloriously beautiful.
Nice. But
yeah, it's
nice.
Really cool, man.
Sounds
really,
awesome. Really cool.
You got to look at
it. I mean, the fatalities were one of the biggest selling points of Mortal Kombat. They always have been.
Yeah. Freak 5 said he's going to donate his entire bonus this week to RP Grinders. Thanks, Freak 5. Really appreciate that, man. And it's his grandmother's birthday. Happy birthday, Grandma.
I don't know. Something about fake gore is so awesome to me. I don't know.
I like gore in movies, and I like gore in games, and
like blood and guts for real. Like, that's horrible.
It is. It's terrible.
Well, I'm not into stuff like that. But
yeah,
in video there's games, a limit to how much states. Fake gore I can actually. I mean, I can stomach fake gore, but there's a limit to how much I actually want to see it.
Oh, really?
I don't want to see that stuff that often.
Yeah. Wow, I'm the opposite. I love it. Baraka's brain munching was pretty juicy, Dungeon says, yeah. I was like, whoa, they're really letting that fly. Yeah, exactly, which is fine. I mean, that's good. I mean, yeah, fuck yeah, why not? I mean, Baraka's a fucking evil-looking character.
Maybe that's what it was, is the eating of the brain that offended them. But there have been characters eating other characters in Mortal Kombat for years. Yeah. Like, that's not new.
And you know, there's – I mean, have you ever seen a zombie movie?
More Jesus like Mortal Christ. Kombat. Ha ha.
Yeah. Mortal Wombat. I love that even better.
Vortal Kombat. Yeah, Vortal. Because you know what Vore is?
Yeah, yeah. Break and Eric, you don't tell lies. Give me your PayPal info, and I will send you some of my bonus to each of you. How dare you, Freak 5? You really want that exile.
My Patreon, I don't know if it has the PayPal account on there or not, but you could just do that instead. One time.
Yeah, go to Eric's Patreon. Send him some money. He does a lot of really good reviews, written reviews. So, all right. Free for all this week, guys. Let me do the little... because I love this soundbite. It's a free for all. It's a free for all. Suck it. I think I like the end of that clip when it says "suck it." I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. But anyways, our free for all this week. Last week we talked a little bit about aliens, so I thought we'd revisit that, but kind of in a different context here. What are you guys' thoughts on? I got three things here. Regular aliens, right? I guess they're all regular aliens. Ancient aliens, you know, the thought that there have been people, aliens that have visited this planet and kind of set things up for evolution, you know, that whole deal. And then also kind of an in-depth look at life on other planets. I know we briefly hinted at it last week, but I don't think there's any question. I think we all came to an agreement last week that there is life on other planets, but my feeling on the matter is, you know, I'm, you know, there, until the evidence shows otherwise, like my feeling is that it's an uncivilized, you know, kind of like, you know, maybe bacteria type life on another planet. It's not how we think of life, like with man and stuff. So I'm kind of wondering what your guys' thoughts. Dungeon says Aliens was a great movie. It definitely was. Ancient Aliens.
The aliens
not so
are
much.
Real, and they're the horrible CG symbiotes from Venom.
Yeah, Venom got it right. Damn it, man! Venom is actually a nature movie.
It's like a fucked up alien show. I'm like, fuck, Venom was right.
Yeah,
damn it.
I saw this like wacky film theory that the movie Life with Jake Gyllenhaal and I can't remember who else was in it, but it was a good movie. But like the alien on Life was actually a sequel. You know, that movie was actually a sequel to Venom, which would have been really cool, but. They have since shot that down, the producers of that movie. But so, yeah, what do you guys – I mean, Ancient Aliens.
Maybe because Gyllenhaal plays a character in it that would conflict with this character in Spider-Man Far From Home. So they're like, nope, can't be a Spider-Man sequel.
Oh, maybe that's the proof that we need, man. Maybe Mysterio is like a symbiote. And, you know, anyways. So anyways, okay, let's get back to this Klaatu Brata dungeon. Get it straight. Ancient Aliens, kind of the feeling that aliens have visited this planet and left like hints to their existence and all this type of stuff. What do you think, Brake?
Brake has... I don't. There's been a lot of evidence and stories, so supposedly, of that of ancient aliens visiting the planet before. Like there are hieroglyphics. Indicating that those are possibilities, but there are also hieroglyphics saying, hey, there are gods, and there's a guy with a hawk face, and he's in charge, and shit like that. Yeah. So, like, I don't believe that those are, a lot of that stuff's factual. That,
yeah.
I think back in simpler times, they faced anything they didn't understand.
They made up
they
shit.
They tried to, they contextualized it as best that their minds could.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think it's being interpreted now by people who want to see things one way.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Brake. I've said this several times over the years. Like, humans have very good active imaginations, right? So if we don't know an explanation for something, we tend to make shit up. Like, and that's how I believe, like, all these people that say they've been...
That's why God is a thing, is a concept. Like, people didn't understand how shit works, so there's God.
So they had to make, they had to retro in our primitive brains, like explanations for everything, you know? And back in the day, you're right, Brake, like, people didn't have an explanation for why there was a sun in the sky, so they believed that, you know... A sun god was like carrying, like the Greek gods. Who was it? The sun god was driving a chariot across the sky. So that was their, you know,
in ancient Greece they had Mount Olympus, and so
right.
You know, so obviously they couldn't traverse it. Normal people couldn't back in those times. So that's where gods had to be, was on Mount Olympus. That's where Zeus is.
Exactly.
You know, that's a type of thing.
Yeah,
and constellations, looking up at the stars, like that's why constellations are what they are. Like they're not, I mean, really those stars aren't connected in any way.
Or all diseases were the work of demons,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, stuff too. But you know what I mean, like constellations aren't actually connected in any way. That's a man-made thing for us to identify the stars.
Yeah. Yeah.
And identify the sky, and that was ancient civilizations like looking up and seeing things, like basically like looking up at like we do now the cloud and imagining it as one thing, like you can see whatever you want it to be.
Right, that's exactly right. Like there was a picture that came out after 9/11 of the smoke plumes coming from the building, and somebody said that there was a demon face in there. And if you really, you know, look at the pictures, it looks kind of freaky, like a demon came out of the building or something, but it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's such
just like the people who see Jesus in toast. Shit.
I mean, maybe it does look exactly like Jesus or whatever, but it's a pure coincidence.
To be fair, they do have toast makers that put Jesus' face on them. So
right, maybe right.
That's what they saw.
Man, back in the day, if I knew you could make a shit ton of money doing that.
So what? Freak
no,
my
that's
thing.
Crazy to me. Like, oh, look, freak. You can put Darth Vader's face on your toast, and yeah. Well, we made a fortune off that.
Freak Five is calling Frank a furry from Egypt.
How dare you? How dare you, son of a bitch? I guess. Oh, Jesus Christ. Dungeon was mentioning Day of the Earth Stood Still, the original. That was a great movie. Not the Keanu remake. You know what's a good movie with Keanu, now that we're on Keanu Reeves? It's fucking John Wick, man. John Wick and John Wick 2 are fucking great.
I've never
great
seen those.
Oh, they're
John Wick 3 is coming out.
Yes, it is. And
Day of the Earth Stood Still is a great movie.
Yeah.
The original. I never saw the remake.
The remake sucks. Great movie. And then the War of the Worlds original was good. The Spielberg movie, not so much. Egyptian Gods. God, dear Lord, Freak 5. You're so asking for it. It's just not going to fucking happen right at the end of the show. All right. I think that's about it. Any final thoughts on Aliens? I mean, thinking about the vastness of the universe, I mean, it's almost impossible not to think that there's some type of life out there. But... you know, ancient aliens? Nah. Regular
aliens?
I
didn't realize
nah.
He was talking about World of the Worlds remake. No, I've never saw the remake of that either.
Yeah,
like, the
don't
original
bother.
Was fantastic. Also, the book is fantastic.
Yeah, the original's good. You know, and the teleplay. Like, if you haven't heard the radio play version, that's really good too. But the new movie with Tom Cruise, not so much. And I like Tom Cruise okay as an actor.
That.
But
you know, there was a World of Worlds series? A long time ago.
Yeah, I don't know if it was any good. I haven't heard too much.
No,
about
it
that.
Wasn't any good.
Yeah.
I saw it. Basically, it took place like in modern times. I think it was the 80s back then. And there were no aliens invading. It was just the aftermath of the city now living in the post alien.
Dungeon
invasion
says he remembers the series.
Conspiracies.
Dungeon, I believe Dungeon's almost as old as me. So that makes you just not as old as dirt like me. But it wasn't great, he said. So yeah,
it wasn't at all. It revolved around surviving aliens that tried to prepare the way for their invasion.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just remember like conspiracy stuff with the people living in the town, and it was. I just remember it being very boring.
So like a shitty version of V. Is what you're saying?
I kind of.
Yeah.
I guess it was. It wasn't that ambitious, though. Yeah. Even to be a shitty version of V.
Yeah, V was so good, man. God
he
damn
wasn't,
it!
Yeah.
Oh Jesus Christ! I have high hopes for the new movie that's coming out. I hope.
Shitty version shitty. Of V.
Yeah. All right. So I think we put a stamp on Aliens for now. We'll probably have another show in the future with other stuff. I'll try to find maybe even a guest, maybe a wacko guest that believes in aliens. That would be fun. Okay, let's do plugs, guys, because I got to get out of here. Breakman, your plugs, please.
You can follow me at break_man on Twitter. And shit, I was writing down War of the Worlds, and I wrote down War of the Words.
War of Words, yeah.
How did I screw that up? Anyway, War of the Words. Or you can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter. Or you could follow me, or you could add me on Xbox at just Breakman.
Yeah. Simple. There you go. All right, Eric.
I love being the 80s, says Chaos Freak. Yeah.
So
it was
good.
A great show. I mean, we had the Beastmaster fighting aliens.
And we
badass.
Also had Freddy Krueger in that series, too. You know?
That's true. He was in there. You're right.
Yeah, he was awesome. Willy was so different than, you know, the complete opposite of Freddy Krueger, but it's still the greatest. But anyways, all right, Eric.
What I remember most about V is a guy at a dumpster saying, "Here, mousy, mousy, mousy."
And then catching it and eating it. Yeah, I remember that scene. All right, Eric, your plugs.
I'm going to plug Dragon Ball Super. If you haven't seen it yet, tomorrow's another opportunity to see it. So
yeah, don't miss it.
If you're a Dragon Ball fan, go see it.
Yeah. What else, Eric? Anything else?
You can find me on Twitter at ArcRPG, and you can find the newest review I have up this week is the review for Toki, which is on totallygn.com. And you could also find other reviews I've written on sites like BostonBastardBrigade.com, FogNetwork.com, and AskGamers.com. And I mentioned my Patreon earlier, so if you like my work and want to see more and support me financially, even so much as a dollar will help.
Yeah. I'm trying to copy your link address so I can put it in chat. Maybe, you know, I'm going to make Freak put his money where his mouth is. There's the Patreon for Eric to give him a little money for his reviews. But all right, anything else, Eric? Any other plugs?
Stay safe tomorrow and beyond, because if you're in Ohio, because the weather be bad.
Yeah,
not really? Just Ohio. It's going to be bad for a lot of country. There's going to be a heavy storm. There's an Arctic blast hitting about half of the country, I think.
Yeah, we had some snow today. Good.
I haven't looked at weather.com all day, so who knows.
I'm going on the weather right now. I'll check that out.
Half of the country is going to be blanketed in snow, practically. So global warming is the thing.
You know what? This is a perfect weekend for gaming.
Yes.
I also had to move my dental appointment because I have to do laundry tomorrow, and I just don't want too much of my day consumed with all that. So.
Dungeon says, be safe out there. Cobra's testing the weather dominator. Exactly. Yeah, fuck Cobra, man. God damn it. What else was I going to say? Oh, well. All right, anything else, Eric?
Hot Pockets, don't fuck them.
Yeah, don't fuck Hot Pockets. Exactly. All right, thanks to Glitty in the YouTube chat. Appreciate that. And also thanks everybody in the Twitch chat. Freak5, Commander Root, Bernie was in there. Host_giveaway was in there, so give me something, son of a bitch. Questbuster, which is also our good friend Dungeon Buster. Skinny Seahorse and Sophie's Sadness was also in there. So thank you all so much for joining the chat. Really appreciate you listening to the show. And don't fuck Hot Pockets. That's definitely
sound advice. And don't be creeper pedo homophobic Christians like Vic McNaga.
Yeah, don't do that. Let's see what else. Poor Hot Pockets, Dungeon says. Poor Hot Pockets. Damn. Jesus Christ. What is your priorities, Dungeon? Not even thinking about the poor people who fuck the Hot Pockets, man. Jesus Christ. All right.
I wonder how many times that's happened, because, and you guys are probably like, no, that's never happened, or maybe once or something.
It's
but then,
too hot. My dick is on fire.
I think about, like, I wonder how many times people have gone to emergency room for something like that.
Yeah.
Like, how many, because.
Probably quite a few.
There's so many people do stupid shit, like try to fuck animals or car exhaust pipes or something like that. Like, there's too many really horny men with.
Holes in the ground. If you're using a Hot Pocket as a fleshlight, you're doing it wrong. You should just get
hole in a tree.
And latex gloves and put KY jelly all over the gloves and
the
and
seat cushions.
I just imagine like them wheeling them into a hospital room, like them like pushing through the ambulance, coming out the ambulance on that little
gloves
bed, and they're pushing them to the hospital, and the doctor like, "What's they're here for? We got another one, doc."
Plastic bottles, you know, stuff shit like that. You know,
another burned penis incident.
Exactly. Probably shaking their heads. All right, my plugs are as follows. You can follow
pepperoni is still attached, doc.
It's kind of fused. Maybe we can do a skin graft there. Yeah, exactly. Just leave it. We'll just graft right over that thing. It's meat. Anyways, let's see. Thanks everybody in chat. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. I'm not super active, but if you shout at me, I'll shout at you. Also, RP Grinders on all platforms. If you want to friend me on PlayStation, Xbox, or the Switch, just look for RP Grinders with capital RPG, I think, on all of them. It doesn't really matter, I think, on all of them but Nintendo. I think Nintendo matters. But there you go. Frank will show up at Arby's and excuse me, do you have any meats for my meat? No, I'm not going to go that far, Dungeon. Jesus Christ, where's your mind? Get your mind out of the gutter.
Where's my goddamn
son of a bitch. Fucking exiled, Dungeon. Jesus Christ. Dear Lord. All right, I think that's it for this show.
Cat.
Yeah, you can find me on, I think I said Twitter.
Some people dip their fries in their Frosties.
Oh,
we know
dear
it,
Lord.
How dare you?
Exile. No, you shouldn't try that, Eric. How dare you suggest that somebody...
I every once in a while, I should say very rare occasion, I'll eat a Frosty because they'll make me sick to my stomach.
I'm walking off the show, man. Just walking off. I'm walking. That's it. I'm walking off. Thanks, everybody, for showing up. Have a good, safe
chocolate
weekend.
Or vanilla.
Yeah, exactly. Have a
I'm
good
gonna
day.
Get sick. I might as well get some fucking chocolate.
Oh, you know, also very importantly, it's MLK weekend. So everybody, pay homage to one of the greatest people who ever lived, Martin Luther King Jr. So thank you guys so much for joining. Thanks everybody out in on the archives. You guys rock. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Don't fuck any Hot Pockets out there. Till then, we're out. Later.
They need to put that on the label on the box.
Yeah, don't fuck the Hot Pocket.
Do not fuck your Hot Pocket.
Yeah, do not fuck this Hot Pocket.
Also, do not fuck like, this in your vagina.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you have a big, like, label with, like, a dick and, like, one of those, like, Ghostbuster, like, X thingies, you know, half an X, and like not going into the Hot Pocket type thing.
Or maybe like, yeah, that'd be awesome. Or maybe like a warning, like if you're gonna fuck your Hot Pocket, do it before you microwave it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or wait 20 minutes after microwaving.
I did not exile freak.
Also, not reheat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's for Hot Pockets.
American Hot Pockets, you son of a bitch.